JFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.
Well, after four, it's the second hour of UJFM Drive all the way through to 6 p.m. If you just turned on your radios, my name is Gwanda. I've got Ria Lebogangke taking you through news this afternoon, as well as Cody, the UJ Sheriff, on sports. We're coming to you live from the University of Johannesburg's School of Tourism and Hospitality. We're talking all things education this afternoon and how to bridge that gap. Joining us at the UJFM desk this afternoon is Prof. Bongani Nguluka. Thank you so much for making time for us, Prof.
Thank you very much. And let me start by congratulating Ria for winning the award.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely phenomenal stuff. Prof, we're celebrating 20 years of the University of Johannesburg. It's a big milestone. I want to chat to you about some of your biggest milestones, or the ones that stood out for you, rather, in this 20 years that we're wrapping up.
I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, sometimes when we talk to people about UJ, it's like we've been around forever. It's like we are number one in the African continent. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are the number one ranked university in the African continent. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, if you think about how UJ started, I mean, you know, at APK, it used to be a golf course. I'm serious. I mean, it was a golf course. I mean, and you see, look at how they are looking at me. They just cannot believe it. What UJ has achieved, I mean, number one research university, not only in South Africa, but in the African continent. Number one engineering and computer science school, not only in South Africa, but in the African continent. Mm-hmm. Number one ranked university, not only in South Africa, but in the African continent. Man, I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. It's just unbelievable what UJ has achieved in just 20 years.
Absolutely incredible stuff. Prof, let's chat about something that's currently in the works right now, a digital storefront for short courses. Yeah. I want to chat to you about the inspiration behind such an innovative move from the University of Johannesburg.
We received a lot of applications. I mean, as you know, just for this year alone, we received over 700,000 applications. Mm. I mean, as you know, at UJ, I mean, we strive for excellence, but also we want kids from all over South Africa and all over the African continent to have access to good quality education that UJ offers. I mean, and so we thought we cannot accommodate every kid who applies to UJ. We have the capacity, we have four campuses, and we can accommodate so many students, right? And so we thought, why not come up with some innovative solution? And what we call the digital twin for now is meant for that. I mean, we want kids who qualify to be at the great University of Johannesburg to have the same education that we offer to students who come to our campus. I mean, so we hope through this innovation, we are calling it the digital twin, that we can accommodate as many students as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is going to change the face of higher education in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And Prof, speaking of the number of applications that UJ has received, you're talking about these short courses. Is the university planning on expanding maybe? Because we cannot punish those students who've passed and are eligible for university, right? We do need to create some sort of a solution for them. So what other solution is on the table for them?
Well, I mean, the short courses are one way, and we should remember that they are free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should remember that they are free. I mean, because we want to make education as accessible as possible. I mean, if you think just the course that is compulsory for students who come to UJ, the AI course. Mm-hmm. By the way, we are the only university
that
offers a course on artificial intelligence to all students who come to the University of Johannesburg, and it is free. Mm-hmm. And we think that all students should have access to that course. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether we are a student at the University of Johannesburg or you are not. And so we are thinking literally every day, how do we make good quality education to be accessible to students, not only from South Africa, but from the African continent. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see this year and next year. I mean, you were asking me about the innovations. I mean, just the Africa bypass thing.
Yes.
Just
amazing.
Think about the Africa bypass thing, where we make it possible for students at the University of Johannesburg to visit other countries from the African continent. Because I can tell you, I mean, I tell my colleagues all the time, that I'll measure the success of UJ more than what we have done if the leaders in South Africa and in the African continent somehow have studied at the University of Johannesburg. This is as serious. I want in the next 10, 15 years, if you talk about a president of any African country, somehow to have studied at the University of Johannesburg, mm-hmm. or the CEO of a company, they should have studied at the University of Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. That is how serious we are, yes. about the business that we are in.
Absolutely incredible stuff. Prof, to wrap up, because I don't want to keep you here for too long, going back to this big milestone that we're celebrating, which is 20 years of the University of Johannesburg, to the UJ community, staff, students, alumni, and partners that are listening, how are we celebrating 20 years? I want you to give me a little bit of an insight as to how we're going about celebrating this big milestone.
We have a program. We have a program for the whole year. I mean, the Vice Chancellor says we are going to be celebrating from the 1st until the 31st, from the 1st of January until the 31st, and that is what we are going to be. That is what we are going to be doing. I mean, the biggest thing that we are going to do is start our celebrations. We are going to have the academic opening at our Soweto campus, where we'll bring first year students, we'll bring parents, and we'll be on academic gowns. I mean, just to start the celebrations. But we have a program. I mean, for those who are students at UJ, for staff, for alumni, for everybody, because we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the contributions that you have made to make the UJ the incredible institution that it is today. I mean, just I cannot wait. I cannot
absolutely
to party, but to think about the next 20 years of the University of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Really, we want somebody who has studied here to go out there, and as they say at UJFM, to shape the future, and that is what we are going to be doing.
Right. Absolutely phenomenal stuff. We're chatting to Prof. Bongani Moluga this afternoon, and we are certainly shaping the future for the next 20 years. Stick around, more music on the way.
UJFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.